we'll pick up the discussion on hell today, and we left off just beginning the discussion about the nature of the condemned sinner and the nature of hell. Now, it is clear that all of us deserve hell, and all of us by nature have a nature that could only find its place in hell, and it's that similarity of nature that I'll be talking about today. But the grace of God has intervened and saved his elect, saving them by giving them a new nature that is fit for heaven. And that's an important distinction to make. Remember, in the story of the prodigal son, when the prodigal son went back to his father, he went back because he was suffering, but he plainly declared his sin and recognized that his sin had brought him into that low estate. But if we compare him to the story of Lazarus and the rich man, we see that the rich man makes the plea of suffering, but never recognizes that it's his sin that put him in that lost estate. And furthermore, he continues to behave as though Lazarus were still a person of lesser value than he is, even when he is in hell, and Lazarus is honored by being in the bosom of Abraham, the great patriarch. So let's pick up the discussion. When Christ spoke of the final judgment, we see that the damned claim their own righteousness. But heaven is for those who love Jesus Christ, not for those who love themselves or are proud of themselves. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul writes, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved, and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, but to the other of life unto life." There is a hint here of the idea of nature, and the things one can love and hate and dwell in by nature. Paul is talking about the knowledge of God and how in those who love Christ, it is a sweet smell, but to the damned, it is the smell of their destruction. The idea of something acting according to its nature and living in a place suited to its nature isn't prevalent in our culture. But in Paul's day, the idea of a damned soul living anywhere other than hell is impossible. When fundamentalists write about getting a vision of hell in order to be burdened and then going through paroxysms of anguish and doubt in the goodness of God because they have seen hell and innocent people going there, they reveal a mindset not found in the writers of Scripture. They see a split between hell and the damned, but there is no split. The only fit home for the damned is hell. Even if the damned do not like it, and even if they fear it, hell is the only place appropriate for them. Look into hell and you see the mind and heart of the lost person. Look into the mind and heart of a lost person and you see the torments of hell. They have the same nature, though the lost person expresses his damnation by actions, not environment. And hell cannot act, it can only be, but it is the environment of rebellion against God. Remember, God restrains the evil of man upon the earth. He has instituted conscience, which, though broken by the fall, still acts upon us. But in hell, the niceties disappear. The rich man wants blessed Lazarus, who is in the arms of his father, Abraham, to be returned to the condition of a beggar. The damned religious leaders want the praise and accolades of God directed to them instead of the reverse. Just as now, there are no external coercions against the damned to keep them from repenting. Yet they do not repent. They suffer, they weep, they wail, and still they gnash their teeth against God. That's one reason hell is eternal. It is a standing evidence of what evil is. In a universe where there is freedom and where Satan introduced evil, God creates a monument of exactly what evil is, and that is the demonstration that hell provides. Its inhabitants do not help each other, do not sympathize with each other, are not humbled by their pain, and demand that the elect be turned to servants again. In hell, they are still evil. Therefore, hell remains their abode. The natures are the same. The damned live in the place of the damned. The smoke of their torment in Revelations 14 is not a statement solely about external torments in hell. Remember, the prayers of the saints are a sweet smoke, the incense that please God. The smoke of torment can be read in terms of like natures as an incense of the nature of the damned ascending. There are external torments in hell, yes, but these match the internal torments of what it is to have the nature of the damned, and the smoke of what both they and hell itself are arises and testifies to exactly what evil is. The stench of hell testifies to condemnation and the nature that is condemned. Hell has that nature. The devils have that nature. Condemned sinners have that nature. It's all the same nature, a nature of torment, and it gives off its own distinct stench. The only way not to have that nature of the damned is to be given a new nature, which we have in Jesus Christ. That new nature is fitted out for the nature of heaven, where the Lamb is all the glory. The Christian believer waits for Christ, not riches, waits for sin to be vanquished in himself, not servants to carry out his whims, waits for fellowship, the power to love as he has been loved. We know that because heaven has a nature suited to love and peace and joy in God, that heaven has many pleasures and wonders, but the nature of heaven is an expression of the nature of God. The point of heaven is God. Look into heaven and you see the mind of Christ. Look into the mind of Christ and you see the profound beauties of heaven. Look into the mind of a believer and you see a mind being transformed to the mind of Christ. That mind will go where Christ is, living eternally in the place that has the same nature. The citizens of hell, if they could get into heaven, would tear it down and destroy its beauties. If you have any doubt, just look at the history of earth. Sinful man does not, by nature, tolerate the righteousness of God. They cannot abide under a mindset of Christ. Hell is a place of torment for sure, but they would not endure heaven. To have compassion on the lost, you have to start way before hell, which is the culmination of the mindset of hell, the ultimate destination of the lost. But they are in torment now, and they torment others now. They are estranged from God now, enemies to him, rebels. Yes, hell is a lot more painful for sinners than earth. But the good news of Jesus Christ is about changing natures and not just procuring fire insurance. We do fear hell and dread it rightly. The defense against it is the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to impart the new nature to those who believe. Another great error concerning hell is lightly declaring who is there and who is not. Now that's something none of us know for sure, and any mortal will go crazy for trying to sit on the throne of God and determine what is going on in the spiritual world. Until we pass there, we do not see all that God is doing.